Hello, thank you very much for your interest in this poster. My name is Izu. I'm one of the genitourinary medicine registrars based in Manchester. Today, I'll be discussing this project on the clinical utility of routine FibroScan screening for persons living with HIV. As you may be aware, FibroScan assesses the level of stiffness or hardness of the liver, and the utility of FibroScan has already been demonstrated in people with chronic hepatitis or indeed other liver pathologies, where it is a very important tool for ongoing monitoring. FibroScan is highly sensitive at picking up fibrosis as well as cirrhosis. Therefore, in this project, we teamed up with the Community Liver Health Checks Programme, which is a project of the NHS that offers population-level screening. The aim is to use FibroScan to screen all persons who are deemed to be at elevated risk of liver fibrosis or cirrhosis. The project aims to detect liver scarring at a very early stage and refer these persons on to surveillance pathways. We undertook a prospective observational study where we recruited all persons living with HIV seen in one of our four clinic sites in inner city Manchester. All of these persons recruited had at least one identified risk factor, and this could be lifestyle risk factors such as alcohol or recreational drug use. It could be metabolic risk factors such as diabetes or obesity. Or it could be infective risk factors such as hepatitis B or hepatitis C, or indeed other risk factors such as intravenous drug use. A total of 322 persons were included, and the majority were male, with a median age of 48 years. Half of all participants were white British, and a third were black African. 62% were men who have sex with men. The median time since HIV diagnosis was about 16 years. The median CD4 count at scanning was 688, and most of our patients, about 95%, were undetectable. In terms of our FibroScan results, we analyzed the median kPa using the METAVIR scoring system, with a score of F0 representing the absence of fibrosis progressing through F1, F2 and F3, representing mild, moderate and severe fibrosis, all the way to F4 representing cirrhosis. In terms of our results, about 20% of our cohort had evidence of at least F1 fibrosis. We also analyzed the steatosis score, with S0 representing the absence of steatosis, all the way through to S3 representing severe steatosis. And again, our results showed that 53.7% had evidence of at least mild steatosis. We undertook a subgroup analysis of those with multiple liver risk factors, and we found an even higher rate of steatosis affecting more than 7 out of 10 persons. Similarly, we found an even higher rate of fibrosis affecting 2 out of every 10 persons, and a higher prevalence of cirrhosis of 2 per 100. On chi-square testing, there was clear statistically significant association between the presence of multiple liver risk factors and the presence of liver fibrosis and steatosis. In conclusion, our data shows that routine FibroScan may not be cost-effective for those with a single liver risk factor. However, in the presence of multiple liver risk factors, fibrosis and cirrhosis pickup rates increase. Therefore, for those with a single liver risk factor, we continue to recommend FIB-4 scoring as an inexpensive first-line screen, which is consistent with EASL guidelines. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be contacted on my email address to answer any questions.